Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here we go. This is it.
This is Top Flight Time Machine. I am Andy Dawson. Bow,
bow, bow. I'm Sam Delaney. So what?
We're in a slightly echoey backstage area. Call it a green room, yeah. Possibly. At the Wardrobe in Leeds. We're about to do another one of our hugely critically acclaimed live shows that we've been doing for the past few days. We're in Leeds, as I said. We're ready to go in about half an hour from now. Very excited, aren't we? We've joined our hands. We've done our acoustic guitar.
We've done our yoga. We've sent a message to the higher power as we see it.
Yeah.
As we interpret that, and it might be different for each of us.
We're not ever going to say to each other what our higher power is, are we?
Let's just say I've got a very vivid picture in my head when I'm talking to God.
Have you?
Yeah, and you don't know what it is, but sometimes while I'm talking to my God, I slyly glance at you, yeah, to look at your, and I reckon I can tell by your facial expressions what God you're picturing.
Really? Do you want to have a guess? You can have one guess.
Well, let's just say she looks, it's a woman who looks a lot like Bette Lynch.
Oh! Almost.
A young Bette Lynch.
Almost. Yeah. There's a great picture someone tweeted today.
I know, I see it. That's why she's on my mind.
The Coronation Street ladies.
All the way on the holiday in Spain. Yeah.
And Bette Lynch was there, and Deirdre,
they're all there. Even fucking Betty was there.
Betty was there in what you would call not a bikini, but more of a swimsuit.
Yeah.
Not even that, it was one of them things they used to wear back in the 1920s for like sort of...
And all over. It was almost like one of the ones that the... remember when Nigella wore a sort of a hijab on the beach once?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, a bit like one of them.
But then Bette Lynch, Julie Goodyear was right at the front and just in the right edge of the picture, left hand.
Oh, yeah.
Left hand, she had a fag on the go.
Yeah.
Of course she did. Brilliant.
It's nice to see a British lady having a fag by the pool on holiday, isn't it?
Of course it is.
I don't know, there's something heartwarming. You know, as I've documented in the past, I used to get very homesick. And I still do sometimes get homesick when I'm away.
Yeah.
But it can only take something small like that to warm my heart, remind me of home, and let me enjoy the holiday again.
Yeah, just something that reminds you of being back at home.
Yeah, a lady with a cigarette, her feet dangling in the pool, perhaps some ash... dropping into the swimming pool and floating away.
Yeah, so we're in Leeds. We did London last night. The second show, I don't know, a bit low-key, I thought. The audience were a little bit subdued.
A little bit? Okay, now. I mean, Jesus Christ.
Quite a few of them tweeted us to say they enjoyed it afterwards.
You and I know a lot of comics. We've had a lot of, you know, some of our friends are in that
Got lifetime memberships at the Groucho Club.
You know, I've known a lot of comedians and you speak to them and they always, you know, you hear comedians going, oh God, you know, we really died last night and oh, you have to pay dues. And I've been saying to you since we started doing these live shows back in September, oh, it's fucking easy for us, isn't it? Because we've waltzed into doing this. Mm. And everyone else who we know, the ones who are like proper comics, they've been fucking doing it for like, you know, years, and they have to play the shitty clubs and do the shitty gigs, and they've got like, they all exchange war stories of like dying on stage. I mean, we don't have that, because everyone who buys a ticket to come see us live already know the podcast. They wouldn't be coming unless they loved it.
And they all laugh their heads off.
Exactly. They come,
loud.
They hear all the daft catchphrases and stuff. They're familiar with the material. They're familiar with our personality. They're there ready to laugh. We don't have to win them over. And I thought, what a piece of piss. That's what I thought until last night at 9 o'clock at 2 North Down. Yeah. In London's King's Cross.
If you were there, we're not criticising you personally. Well, some might be.
I am.
Because I think, really, you know, a room. A room is a living, breathing organism.
Yes.
And you can never really, you can't control it, you can't tame it.
No.
You can't get it to jump up and do tricks for you.
We try to do all of those things.
It is what it is, and you cannot change it. And once you're in that room, and the atmosphere is what it is.
Oh, someone's at the door.
Hello. Hello.
Oh, hello, mate. We're just recording a podcast at the moment.
Okay. Shall I?
Oh, you're right. What would you like to say?
You've got two intervals. Is that right? You've got one interval, two parts.
Yeah.
The ending, do you want that played on the last, at the end?
At the very end,
not at the end of the first one.
Cheers. That's a good question.
Greaser there, who's seems to be in charge of things here at the wardrobe. Nice lad, dressed a little bit like...
Christopher Timothy from All Creatures Great and Small.
Yeah, which is a look I appreciate.
Very much so. So, the room is an organism, and it cannot be tamed.
Well, that was a fucking... If that was an organism, it was a fucking...
It was on a life support machine.
It was a flower that had died because you'd left it unwatered for 3 days, and it was very close to turning to fucking mush. I mean, it was awful. It was really like... I know what it's like now. I mean... You know, especially the bits where we're on stage on our own. Like when I was reading a bit out. Well, I don't want to give away content if we can get. Well, no, actually, I will because we're finishing this show. But there's a bit where, you know, we read extracts from.
I wouldn't say because another show got them all right.
All right. Well, whatever. There were bits where we're on stage on our own, and literally, you're doing it, and you're thinking, literally. I mean, have you never heard the podcast? Because I get it if you don't find this funny, because you know maybe it's not to a lot of people. But you've paid your 12 quid.
Yeah.
You must have heard us doing this. I mean, this is... Honestly, this is as good as it gets.
This is not the sort of thing you're going to come in off the street when you've not heard it before.
Those bits were as good as it gets. I mean, if you don't like it, then this is not the show for you.
I don't think they didn't like it because we've got lots of tweets and people saying they enjoyed it. And my mate who was there said he enjoyed it. It's just that some nights the room is just not...
Pissed enough. The word you're looking for is pissed.
The 9 p.m. ones are always pissed enough.
This was Sunday night. You know what London's like now as well. Everyone's vegan and teetotal.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, we're in Leeds now, so it'll be all right.
Yeah, hopefully everyone'll be pissed up. We got this great review though. John Gibson, who came to see us in Edinburgh, has written a review on a site called thewereview.com, and I'll just pick out some of my favourite bits. The top strap line, the cell, as we call it in the industry, at the top, says, an absurdly enjoyable live podcast experience.
There you go.
Yeah, so we were happy with that. Well, Sam Delaney and Andy Dawson have been touring a well-written and at times exceedingly humorous series of podcast memes and new ideas. Memes are a word that I don't really... understand or deploy correctly.
Yeah.
I thought meme was simply a picture with some words written on it that people shared online, but it means something more broader than that, doesn't it?
Memories. No.
I don't know. But a niece of mine really, really took the piss out of me recently for using the word in a way that she felt was incorrect. Anyway, fuck her, right? blah, 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 blah. Oh, for those paying attention. Ooh. Oh, what? There's a little subtext that only this bloke noticed, apparently. The political satire of Chris Morris is evident.
Is it?
And Delaney... Yeah, and Delaney...
What's that bit in, then?
Delaney, this is one of the funniest bits. Delaney is no stranger to stunts and political trolling, having knighted Nigel Farage on his ill-fated Russia Today talk show.
It's fucking resting. It's
Why was it ill-fated? Just because it's not there anymore. I mean, you could call fucking Fawlty Towers ill-fated.
Hang on.
All good shows come and then go, don't they?
Hang on. Are you doing a fucking deep dive of this review?
There's other funny bits.
Because I don't want any part in that.
There's other funny bits. Hang on.
Because we're crossing over the line into self-indulgence.
Here's a funny bit. Andy Dawson... more than matches the natural exuberance and strangely amusing bravado of Delaney as they open the gig with a bizarrely committed rendition. Oh, I shouldn't say.
Can't say.
But a bizarrely... we do open with a song. Anyway, all right, you think it's a bit... And then at the end, which really... I'm enjoying this review. I mean, this is great, right? Really nice. He really seems to get the show and enjoy it, and we're really flattered by it. And then in the last paragraph, he brings up the fucking pharmacy thing.
Oh, what?
There's no need.
No.
No need.
That's done
Why
now.
Why does he bring it up? It stays in the past.
That's not even...
He's like, yeah, really good this show. Still, by the way, right, in case you haven't cottoned on by now, one of them's that cunt...
He's that pharmacist.
...who said all the fucking shit about the pharmacists. Yeah, just in case. And here's his Twitter, no. Here's his Twitter handle, in case you want to give him a fucking dig.
Some people just won't let it die, will they?
Fucking hell. Anyway, thanks for the review. What else we got to talk about?
Do you want a riddle?
Yeah.
Here's one from Simon Wilson. I don't know what it is. Don't know the answer. I played for a team represented by the over 65s.
Pensioners, that's Chelsea, yeah.
My overbearing feature is my tiny angry eyes. I am Dennis Wise.
Dennis Wise, yeah. Dennis Wise, easy.
My first I share with a fire truck. My last would suggest I'm not thick as fuck. Who am I? Yeah, Dennis Wise.
Dennis Wise.
Nice one, Simon.
Why, Dennis,
good try.
Dennis Wise.
Dennis Fire Truck.
Oh, right. They make them, do they?
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's that one. We haven't had any good observations in yet from anybody, I don't think.
Yeah, well, that podcast, they've only had a few hours, and it's quite a big, profound thing to ask people, isn't it? Someone asking if... What is this one about? About us trying to help him meet Rick Astley.
What, that's an actual inquiry?
It's not going to happen, is it? Hi Sam, like your good self, I have a good wife. However, she has set me a challenge. After a mild night of playing music one-upmanship, scrolling through YouTube and declaring that every song is the best song ever, for reference, it's Slight Return by the Blue Tones. I mean, that's really weird because we would... I mean, how often do the Blue Tones come up in conversation? I would say, at most in my life, once a year, maximum.
Yeah.
And we have been sitting there just before recording the podcast talking about the Blue Tones.
Not only did I talk about them, he played him out the front there and came into the room a minute ago.
He was playing
Slight Return.
That is fucking weird. This is Cosmos shit. She sent me the challenge. Anyways, Missy says she sent me the challenge of making contact with Rick Astley. I have minor contact with three famous people, one email and a mention on Top Flight Time Machine from Britain's Best Journalists, fleeting messages with distraction pieces, Rap Man, Scroobius Pip, and a childhood friendship with Hollyoaks' own Lee Bombhead Ottaway.
Bombhead.
Please help me, Sandy. You're my only hope. TTFN, PS, if Andy's reading this, I'd also appreciate your help, but realise this sentence would suffice. You're making no sense, mate. You were pissed when you wrote
this.
It seems to be that you want us to help you get in touch with Rick Astley. Can't help.
Does it tell you what time of the day he sent the email? Because that's usually quite telling, isn't it?
It seems like a right pissed up one,
like
doesn't it?
3:10 a.m. email.
Yeah. He's on the drink, and he might even be on something else as well.
Yeah, the powders.
The fucking filings.
He's on the tablets, isn't he?
Yeah, he's on the old drug tablets. You've been on the drug tablets. You've been on them drug tablets again.
I'm just looking to see. Yeah, it was 2:33 in the morning. Yeah.
Mm.
There we are. That's that then.
That's that one.
Stuart
sorted.
Ives has emailed us again. I'm reading this out without checking it first. I have the best TV show pitch from anywhere, whatever anyone from anywhere would have heard since probably The Wall. Do you have a pen? He says. Yes, we do. In this show, Sam Delaney has to go into the lives of the British public and do their jobs for a week. First episode will, of course, be a pharmacist. Barista for week two, week three, butcher, week four, tree doctor. Final week for shits and giggles, SES. He is, of course, challenged to do so and assessed on how well he did by Andy Dawson and Ainsley Harriet, because why fucking not?
Mm.
Yeah.
Jalapeño.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Jalapeño.
I've done all that shit anyway, man. I'm always, you know, in the past I've done loads of these things where you spend a day doing some other cunt's job. A couple of them I've done. I've done a fart pig farmer on Jimmy's farm. Jamie Oliver's mate. Yeah, I did that for The Guardian years ago. I did a day out on an SAS training course with fucking Chris Ryan, also for The Guardian. Because, as you know, throughout my career, whatever I do, I always try to involve Chris Ryan in some
way. Because he's your best friend.
He's my best friend. And I sort of
sustain the friendship.
And I bring my best friend along. Plus, Chris...
Oh, it's Chris Ryan from the SAS.
Chris really likes me to get involved in his work wherever possible as well.
Yeah.
If he's doing special ops or anything like that. But I don't know if you watch many of the Mission Impossible movies. Very often I'm like the Simon Pegg character.
Right.
Like, you know, so I won't always be getting involved in the physical action, but I'll be like on my laptop hacking into things to like open doors, a bit like R2-D2. And also lending a bit of light comic relief at moments of high tension. That's what he likes me around for.
Are you the brains?
Brains and the fun.
Yeah.
Brains and the fun, that's what they call me.
Brains and the fun.
So, that's good. I've got a riddle here. Riddle me that. It's been a long week. I'm tired. I fucked up. I sent you a blank email. Yeah, I noticed that, Ben Edwards, you dickhead. Anyway, here is my riddle. I've got it within the first two lines, but let's see if you can get it. Once a hammer, but first a ram. Mm-hmm. All arms and legs, his style not glam. He left for Red Devils and one Great Dane. Left for dead on the open plain. With a run and a shot, they just couldn't stop. So why do the fans chant, lamb chop, lamb chop? It's not Wordsworth, but it passed 2 hours of a very long and fucking boring day at work. Took you two hours to write that?
Once a hammer, but first a ram, so it's... that's one chop, pile of one chop.
Pile of one chop. He's almost giving you the fucking answer at the end, because he's written lamb chop, lamb chop. Unbelievable.
Foo!
Here's another one. Matt Knight. I'm the grooviest mover in the cup and a vital tool to tighten things up. At playing golf, I'm doing all right. In spring, I'm moist after the night. Answering right below, like that spy fella from last week. Okay, this is quite hard. I'm the grooviest mover in the cup and a vital tool to tighten things up. Well, spanner. That's a spanner, isn't it? But there's no player called spanner.
It's around the spanner.
Allen key.
Something spanner. Spanner.
What about, what else do you use?
Okay. Playing golf, I'm doing all right.
Mm.
In spring, I'm moist after the night.
Dew,
lawn, grass, spanner grass.
Is that spanner grass? Yeah. Oh, it's fucking hard, this. And I also, because I'm looking at my phone, I don't know how to...
I'll have to find it on mine. Who's it from?
Matt in Darlington. You've confounded us there, Matt, I've got to admit.
Fucking hell.
Has he
it's Alan Pardew.
Alan Pardew.
Alan Key.
I said that. Alan Key.
Yeah, and then
Par I'm doing golf, all right in golf. And Jew.
Should have got that, you know. We have
and I'm the grooviest mover in the cup. Has obviously danced, didn't he? When
that's very good.
Very
you
good.
You defeated us.
Jimmy, that is good, man.
Our number one top diversified farmer, Lewis Clare, has been in touch. He sent us an email. Sam's cat story reminded me of a bizarre cat experience I had a few years ago. My now wife and I were living with our two cats in a Manchester terrace. It was one of those streets where there was fucking loads of cats and a lot of inter-cat politics at play. I like that. That would be a good podcast itself.
Yeah.
Especially if it was done by the cats.
Yeah, cat drama.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose they'd done the film Cats and that was a big failure. Yeah.
So he says, one night in the very early hours, I was fast asleep having a thoroughly bizarre dream where I was in an old school London pub which was hosting a bizarre blood sport event, a bit like dogfighting but with armoured otters. Good. You can see why you end up running the farm, can't you? I started chatting to a man at the bar who said to me, you know what, you look a lot like Ian McWinfrey but less gear. Who's Ian McWinfrey? Alright. At that exact moment, a fat ginger and white cat that was cock... Hang on, he's doing a fucking dream email here.
Oi.
He snuck a dream email
here. You know the fucking rules. I can't believe he's done it. And Lewis, of all people, we can usually bank on him.
He's just put bizarre cat experience at the top.
And so obviously you're going to read that.
Yeah.
It's like when people put something like... What people have done to try and cheat our algorithms, the algorithms of our minds, is that they've worked out that they, if you put in something in the title that triggers us, so they'll go sexy big boob Euro 96.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Level 42.
We'll
go, oh, this sounds good. because they know how fucking simple minded we are. And next thing you know, we're fucking balls deep in some cunt's boring dream.
In his defence, like, and you know, and against us, the title of the email is actually "When Cats Attack Dreams." Mm-hmm. So there's a clue there. But anyway, we'll go on with it. Mm. A fat ginger and white cat that was cock of the street had made its way in through our non-microchipped cat flap.
Oh.
Oh, this is back to real life.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And jumped onto our bed. One of our cats, who was asleep on the bed, went absolutely fucking mental. I was woken up by the loudest cat ruckus imaginable, and the missus leapt out of bed to chase the invader out of the house. She returned a few minutes later to find me still in bed on my phone. What the fuck are you doing? You could have helped, she yelled at me. Sorry. Sorry. I was Googling who Ian McWinfrey is. turned out, Lewis says, turned out to be no one, but the fat ginger and white cunt was henceforth called Ian McWinfrey by us until the day we moved out.
Oh, so
Lewis, Claire, you're a diversified farmer and raconteur.
Yeah, we let you off the dream chat. We had to lay down some extra.
Fantastic.
Only this morning, the kids started talking about a dream, and my missus had to say, look, you know the rules. The rules of the house are no dream chat, right? The kids know this because kids' dreams are like even worse.
Yeah.
Because like, they can't even begin to fashion it into a decent anecdote, right?
Yeah.
They just go on and on and on.
Mm.
And so we've said to them, look, no dream chat. Dream chat, shit. Might as well teach them young. But we've noticed it trickling back in a little bit.
Yeah.
Like they'll say it to each other. Well, they'll say it to each other and think if they're not actually directly addressing a parent, it's all right. But anyway, I know we're almost out of time, but there's this really good email that I've been meaning to read out. Title, again, brilliant title to suck us in with. World's Hardest Bear.
Yes.
By Kenny Leckie, this email is. Was in Edinburgh the other day, found this statue in Princess Street Gardens dedicated to the world's hardest bear. What check?
Yeah.
Right. Wojtek. Wojtek. Let's call him Wojtek.
Stop me there. On the way up to Edinburgh the other day, I was on the train and the train went past. There was an Asda and then seemingly next to the Asda, but sort of in the middle of nowhere, there was a big statue of a bear.
Was this in Edinburgh?
It was on the outskirts of Edinburgh.
Yeah, this is the cunt that he's talking about.
I thought it was in Glasgow.
No, in Edinburgh.
Oh, that's what this is then.
This is the cunt, yeah.
Sorry.
So he says, Wojtek was so hard that he served alongside Polish soldiers to fight the Nazis in World War II. I mean, if you could train bears to fight and follow orders, then they'd
this
all...
This is Princess Square. This is Princess Street Gardens. This is in the centre.
All right.
It's a different bear.
During his tenure as private, he fought in the Battle of Monte Cassino, carrying artillery and generally being a massive fuck-off bear. His hobbies included wrestling, drinking pints, and eating fags, according to Wikipedia. And then he's given us an extract from the Wikipedia. It says this. Wojtek initially had problems swallowing and was fed condensed milk from an old vodka bottle. I'm having a bit of trouble swallowing here. I don't know what it is.
I can't get the fags down.
It's getting sort of... It's fucking dry. Has anyone got strepsil or something like that? No, I don't like the onion ginger. I want a black currant one.
You haven't got any condensed milk out of you? That slips right down.
Oh, yeah, great. Right, he was subsequently given fruit, marmalade, honey and syrup. And was often rewarded with beer, which became his favourite drink. He later also enjoyed smoking or eating cigarettes as well as drinking coffee in the morning.
Oh, I'll smoke them or eat them, I'm not fussed.
Call it a bear's breakfast. I'll have a coffee, that double espresso, no milk, and then I'll eat a couple of fags. Or sometimes, to mix it up, I have a combo, which is I smoke one, eat one, smoke one, eat one. Lovely. He also would sleep with the other soldiers if they were ever cold in the night. Hey, Sarge, are you awake?
You're cold, mate.
You're a bit cold. No, I'm fine.
Yeah, you are.
I'm fine, mate. It's no bother at all. I've got this lovely, it seems unfair, I've got this lovely, lovely deep fur coat, right?
Well, I'll be big spoon. You'll be little spoon.
All you've got is your skin. It's not fair, is it? Come on, get our cuddle right up. No, please don't. Oh, don't be shy, come on.
Take no notice of that thing poking into you there. Don't worry about that. That's just nature.
That's bear stuff, right? It's all normal bear stuff. In the bear world, that's normal. Anyway, lads, try and enjoy Edinburgh, although it's mainly shite and full of Tories. Oh, fucking hell. That came from nowhere. Well, we thought it was nice and we didn't meet any Tories as far as we know, but I did stay in my hotel room for almost the entire time.
Yeah.
So anyway, is brilliant. Thank you for getting in touch.
And
any more stories about Wojtek, please get in touch.
As you know what that one is on the outskirts of Edinburgh that's near the Asda.
It's such an amazing bear. It's such an amazing bear. It might well be that they've got more than one statue.
It sounds like it fucking deserves more than one, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Right, that's up from us.
Just quick before we go.
All right.
Quickly before we go.
I mean, we've got a show to do, but whatever.
Can you quickly tell the mad story of your mate and the cosmos at Isambard Kingdom Brunel?
Yes. Now, there's a reference to Isambard Kingdom Brunel in our live show. That's all I'm going to say.
Because why wouldn't there be?
Yeah, of course. My mate Phil, who came to see us, he's from Sunderland, but he was down watching Sunderland play Portsmouth at the weekend, and then he was in London on Sunday night, so he came to see us. And he said, where is it? We stayed in the Isambard Kingdom Brunel Premier Inn in Portsmouth, parked the car in the Isambard Kingdom Brunel car park, passed a pub called the Isambard Kingdom Brunel on our way for food. We did obviously our Isambard Kingdom Brunel bit in the show, and on the same day there was a horse running called Isambard Kingdom Brunel, which he backed, and it won.
Fuck off.
He says, now I find that Brunel was born 9th of April, same birthday as me.
Fucking hell.
Get a load of that. What are the fucking odds?
So what is the message the cosmos is trying to send you? That's what we never can work out. We know the cosmos is getting involved, but it's really hard to interpret it. If anyone can interpret that, I think it could be telling your mate that he should think about investigating retraining as an engineer.
Probably.
Could be that, and then he could make a fucking Pacquiao out when the engineer came. Now, that's where the money is. Knock a couple of bridges out a year, you're fucking made.
Should we ask the cunt as if the cosmos has ever, done them a full house like that before?
Full house.
We're not talking about a couple of things, we want at least three.
Yeah, where there's just one message. So we are going to be looking out over the next 24 hours or so for any further references to Slight Return by the Blue Tones, because we feel we're not full out, but we feel as if there's something going on with that, and then we need to interpret it. If you've had any recent full houses, please get in touch and tell us if you managed to make sense of them, because that is the eternal conundrum. You can see it, but can you work out what it means?
Exactly.
What it's trying to instruct you to do.
There we are.
There you go. We're going to go and do our show now here at Leeds. It's going to be great. If you're seeing us in Nottingham on Tuesday, we're looking forward to seeing you. Love to everyone. TTFN, keep it cunty, dickheads.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.